Hello, Mixed Nutcases. This is Nuke Jess, and I've got another nutty chat for the dog days of podcasting. With me today, I have Krista. Say hello, Krista.
Hi.
And Krista is a musician that I've known you from a Facebook group for a while, and then you posted one of your songs, and I just fell in love with the song, and I said, okay, I need you on my podcast. So why don't you tell everyone about your band and your music?
Well, I have been playing with a band called Skryrens for the last 5 months or so. And we do a very, like, we all describe it as witchy music. It's kind of hard to, like, pin down our sound. Basically, if Simon and Garfunkel were Greek sirens, that's kind of what we go for. So the band consists of myself, my friend Juliet, who plays guitar and singing saw, my friend Rowan, who plays harp and ukulele, and my friend Audrey, who plays guitar and bell drum. And we all sing, and it's amazing. We just finished recording our album a couple weeks ago, and so we're going to release it really soon. I'm really excited about that. But I am working on a lot of solo stuff, and I've been a musician basically all my life. I've been playing piano for 21 years now. I took 12 years of classical lessons, and so a lot of my songs are very classically inspired, but recently I've been trying to branch out to jazz, and the song that you fell in love with was, in fact, one of those experimentations.
That's really funny. It did not click to me that it was jazz. It just was very beautiful. And it's
Thank you.
That in your post, you said that you just wrote the piano part like 2 days ago, which was fantastic. I have such a thing for piano in music. I grew up, my grandfather was everybody's piano teacher, and I grew up with piano being played in my house. Unfortunately, I only ever got one lesson before my grandfather passed away, and so I missed out on all of that. But I grew up listening to it and it being in the house, and I just love it. And you posted it. The name of the track is The Devil in Me.
Yes.
And it's very inspiring. And you posted it into the group as a way of contributing to this hashtag that's going around called Armancipation. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, for a long time, I had been very self-conscious about my arms, because you don't see pictures of people with arms that look like mine ever in the media or anything. So, like, I was always very self-conscious about my arms, and like a lot of the women in my family have the same kind of arms, and they're all very, you know, they have a lot of internalized fat phobia, and they say a lot of things about themselves that are detrimental. So I always grew up hearing like, oh, my ugly fat arms, from my mom and my cousins and my aunties and all that. So I really internalized that for a long time. But then within the last few years, I have become a body positive activist and a model, among other things. And part of why I always bare my arms now is because it's a form of personal revolution for me. It's about loving myself as I am and showing the rest of the world, look, people look like this, and it's awesome, and it's okay, and, you know, we exist. I have gotten so many comments on photos of mine from Tumblr in particular of users just being like, oh my gosh, this girl, she looks like me. She has arms like mine. I'm crying right now. She looks so beautiful. And that's really what inspires me to keep my confidence up and, you know, keep doing things like that, keep wearing whatever I want to, because I deserve to. I'm cute and I can wear whatever I want, you know?
And summer, it's hot, man. You know, you got to get the arms free.
Summer is very hot.
Yes.
And yeah, you should be able to bare your arms if you want to.
I was very much in the same boat. I always felt that my arms were bigger than everybody else's, and that proportionally they were much bigger than the rest of my body. And every time I would see a picture of myself, I would just look at my arms and go, oh, it's horrible. And there was a time that I would Photoshop my arms skinnier. Even when I was skinny, I made my arms skinnier. And that was me during my years of internalized fat hatred and unable to accept the body that I was in. And I started, probably much like you, discovered the fat acceptance movement, health at every size, and all. There's different stages mm-hmm. that one goes through as you start to accept your own body.
Right.
And I started wearing, it used to be that if I bought something, like a dress or something, I had to find a cardigan to go with it or a shawl or something. And half the time, by the way, it just makes it look stupid. You know, you've got this beautiful yep. dress and then you wear a shawl with it that doesn't really go with it and it messes up the line and it's just silly. But we tell ourselves that we have to do this. And so I started wearing tank tops a little bit more, because it was just really hot and I was starting to become comfortable. And then I read this article by the Militant Baker, and it was things I'd like to tell every fat woman when being photographed. And one of the points was your arms. Nobody notices your arms but you. And it was like smashing a mirror, you know, the window, the glass broke, and suddenly it was like, oh my gosh, she's right. There's nothing wrong with my arms. And so Absolutely. I started doing the whole sleeveless and fearless thing. And I love your hashtag of emancipation, because it is, it's liberating. And I found that people who are smaller than me were looking up to me like a role model. And I was like, dude, I'm just showing my arms.
Yep.
And it's great. And I have so many tank tops now.
Oh yeah.
And so many sleeveless dresses now. And I even have a shirt that doesn't even have any straps at all. And it's like, if I could tell my 18-year-old self all of these lessons that I've learned, I would be so much happier.
Absolutely. Like, for me, I grew up in a very conservative religious family too. So it was like wearing tank tops, wearing bikinis, wearing crop tops, anything that was, you know, not modest was not an option. And so breaking out of that and realizing that, you know, that's not the path for me and that's not the path that I choose to follow and that's not what's right for me, part of my personal revolution involved cutting all of the shoulders off of my t-shirts because, you know, I deserve to show my skin if I want to.
Absolutely.
Like, there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing sinful about it. There's... like, if someone's uncomfortable with it, that's not my problem.
As long as you're comfortable, that's all that matters.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, like, I am a fat babe, and I love wearing revealing clothing. And if someone else has a problem with it, I don't care. I look cute, and they can keep their opinions to themselves.
Absolutely. I know for myself, like I said, there's so many levels on this journey of self-acceptance. And this year, for the first time, I started wearing a bikini, and I told myself that, and I realized that this is a lie I've convinced myself of, that I didn't like the feeling of air on my stomach. And it wasn't about showing my stomach. It was about feeling air there, and I wouldn't be able to swim like that. Yeah, no, it feels great.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Especially if you can find a suit, like, because I play in the waves and I go through some pretty rough water in the ocean. Mm-hmm. You can find a suit that can hold up to that, go for it. It Absolutely. Is liberating.
I gotta say, I am really pleased with Forever 21's bikini section.
That's what I wear.
Yes. Like, I lived in Maui for a while. I just moved to Washington last year, and I have so many Forever 21 bikinis because they work so well and they look super cute and I don't have to worry about them, you know, falling off.
Exactly.
Or getting swept away when yep. I am playing in the surf.
Yeah, no, I last week I was in New York and I'm playing in the Atlantic Ocean, and after I came out, I'm like, oh, look, there's like baby crabs in there, but the suit stayed on.
Right.
I just happened to catch a little sea life.
Hooray!
So,
friends.
I'm going to assume that this is similar for you as it is for me. Finding fat acceptance, finding the ability to accept who you are and to be happy with who you are, how much has that improved your mental state and your happiness?
It has improved my life so much. I actually had a really serious eating disorder when I was in high school. I was like officially diagnosed with bulimia nervosa and body dysmorphic disorder. And part of being able to overcome that and not have it control my life was learning to love and accept myself and learning that I can be healthy and be fat at the same time. It happens, you know? And even though I don't look like some people think I should, I look like me. And that's amazing.
That's fantastic. I love it. So many times, you know, people will come to me and they'll say, but what about your health? And I'm like, well, first off, my health is fine. Second off,
exactly.
My mental health is so much better. And there is so much with your mental health that controls your physical health. If you are not happy, if you are not mentally healthy, physically, you're going to wear out. There have been times in my life
Absolutely.
Where I would just get sick. And it was basically because my mental state wasn't good. And so if you can take care of yourself mentally first, you're always going to be better off later. And then one of my sisters, I just was visiting, and she just keeps telling me, she's like, you just look so healthy. Your skin looks so good. I'm like, well, I'm happy.
Right.
And happiness makes everything better.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. If you could tell everybody where they can find you, links to your band, to your personal sites and everything else like that, so they can hear your delicious words and notes.
Absolutely. For my music, you can find me on SoundCloud at Chris Bullock, KrysBullock. For my model page, I am Chris Bullock, plus size model on Facebook. My band does not have an official page yet because we haven't released our album yet, but it's going to be coming out soon. And I will, of course, put the details on my pages. Instagram is not Chris, NotKrys.
And, I like that.
And let's see. What else? What's the other? Oh, Tumblr is Graceful at Falling.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. All one word. So that's my info. That's where to find me. And I hope you guys enjoy my stuff.
Yes. And we'll be playing The Devil in Me as the episode plays out. Thank you so much for joining us. Stay cool, everyone. Bye.
Dance to come fly free, but heaven sends you flying. The Dog Days of Podcasting is an annual challenge for podcasters and listeners alike. In the month of August, the Dog Days of Summer, a group of intrepid creators gather to produce a show a day for a full month plus. It's the loosest rules of any challenge you'll ever find, so join anytime if you'd like to be a part of the challenge. If you'd like to listen to all the shows, you can find the list of participants, as well as the master feed, at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. There are dozens of podcasters participating this year. The only thing that would make it more fun is you. So come along to dogdaysofpodcasting.com and cool off with some chill podcasts.
Nutty Bites is produced at Nimlas Studios. You can find us on the web at nimlasstudios.org. This work is created under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported International License. What that means is you can share it, you can send it to your friends, you just can't make any money off of it, you can't change it, and you have to link back to me, my site, and everything. You can comment and send feedback by going to nimlas.org/nuttybites. You can go to facebook.com/group/nuttybites. You can call the comment line by going to 347-NUTTY42, or you can find me on Twitter, you can search on Google+, you can search the web, you can find me everywhere.